And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Zoe, how are you?
I'm very well. Good morning. Well, it's a bit chilly here, but I'm enjoying the Sunday.
Well, it would be true that we are in the heart of winter and you do certainly feel it. I must agree with you there, Zoe. Look, as more parts of Melbourne return to lockdown, we extend our thoughts to the hundreds of thousands of people in those suburbs and residential towers who are now confined again to their homes. We know that there will be people hurting. There'll be loneliness, depression and anxiety and more financial crisis due to this. And so we are thinking of you. But it is incredibly infectious, this virus, and it can happen anywhere in any suburb. So I think it's a great reminder, of course, for all of us to be vigilant. We have to return to that 1.5 metres. And I feel like I've been seeing people perhaps forgetting this a little. We've relaxed a little. Yes. We're hugging and shaking hands again.
Yes. We're definitely going back to some old behaviour. I've got an 84-year-old father. He's very healthy, but he did say to me last night, he goes, I'm feeling nervous again. And that actually tore my heart. I thought, my God, are we back in this state of anxiety again? So it's so important. Simple things, wash your hands, social distancing. They're not hard things to do. And it really, really helps.
I spoke to a young mum this week and she was over hearing her two little girls playing with their Barbie dolls. And one said to the other, I think one's six, one's four, one said to the other, no, this Barbie, whatever the name is, she has coronavirus. So she's over there. Don't go near her. Oh. Now, these are kids.
Yes.
Heavens above.
Well, it's a good message, though. I'm glad that Barbies are keeping their distance. It's important.
There's no doubt. They don't have a say, though, do they?
But, you know, for everybody, stay safe and remain being careful because it's caring for each other that we're
more than
really
ever.
More than ever, absolutely. On today's show, our focus is on respiratory conditions that affect the lungs and airways. Every winter, GP surgeries and hospitals see an increase in visits from people with respiratory conditions, people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or asthma. It means you're particularly susceptible to the effects of cold weather. And it means you can be shorter of breath and coughing more than usual. So in a moment, we'll chat with respiratory health expert, Dr. Kerry Hancock. But Gerald, if we're talking about respiratory issues, and you'd include hay fever and congestion with this, are there simple strategies to help us breathe easier?
Well, fundamentally, Jo, it's a matter of listening to your body. And how often do we say that? But when you consider that those three things you mentioned, asthma, COPD, and allergic rhinitis, hay fever, about a third of Australians are affected by that at some stage across a year. So fairly common, and we often dismiss it as just something that happens, particularly in children as they're growing and developing. So we'll have a great discussion with Dr. Kerry when she comes on board about some strategies we can put into place to recognise symptoms and how to treat them and how to prevent them. Because again, and we talk about education with COVID-19, education about respiratory issues is absolutely vital as well.
And I think really important not to dismiss it, not to think, oh, I'm just a bit wheezy today, I'll be fine.
No.
I think you've really got to step in and do something about
that. Yes, you do. And we'll talk about a united pathway and a united airway, Jo, that link between allergic rhinitis or hay fever and asthma, because it's real.
Okay. Well, for asthmatics, we'll also talk about the benefits of using a spacer with your inhaler or puffer with Dr. Scott Courtney, because according to experts, a spacer helps deliver medication more effectively without most of it ending up inside your mouth or stomach. It seems very sort of simple as a technology, but
The spacer is simple, but puffers, a lot of people find coordinating, Jo, and more than half people, in fact, I looked at a stat before and it said 91% of people don't use their inhaled medications appropriately.
And I think when it comes to children, it's such an easy tool to actually explain the process. It sort of looks like something that's got air in it. It looks how the lungs can actually then take this in, and it provides time. You know, removes the anxiety, provides time to slowly inhale and get all the necessary medication into the lungs.
So true. Great point. So also for immunity, A to Z of Vitamins is back with a supplement for our kids. And it's Dry July, and so you've got some great tips on helping us perhaps being a little bit more careful with the alcohol that we're taking into our days.
I've got a couple of good practical tips how to remove it just for this, you know, ideal month. Yes. Possibly a bit longer. You never know.
You never know. So as always, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873 if you need help with your health today, perhaps with any respiratory issues that you might have. 131 873. Next, how to care for our respiratory health during winter. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nutrilife Kyolic Aged Garlic is no ordinary garlic. Its unique formulation is designed to support cardiovascular system health, maintain the health of your blood vessels, and support a healthy immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract brought to you by Nutrilife is available for $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half-price Synovus and Nature's Own vitamins. Exclusions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131 873, with your questions for your health. But first, it is winter, as you said, Zoe. It's brisk out there, which means respiratory viruses spread more readily. And if you add coronavirus pandemic to the mix, which is also a respiratory virus, experts are warning us to be very careful. Cold temperatures can trigger wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, and all sorts of other issues. And even in healthy people, when it's cold and the air is dry, it can irritate the airways and lungs. So to tell us more about respiratory illnesses and how to stay healthy, we're joined by Dr. Kerry Hancock, GP and Chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network. Fantastic title. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Tell me, what are the most common respiratory illnesses?
Well, the most common respiratory illnesses are asthma, very common in our community. About 10% of people in Australia have asthma. But one of the other common ones in older people is a condition called COPD, which is an umbrella term, really, for conditions such as emphysema, chronic bronchitis. So about one in seven people over 40 have COPD, but many of them aren't actually diagnosed. So those people are, you know, during winter when they get exposed to some of those viruses that you mentioned, even just the common cold virus, but influenza, and now, of course, we have coronavirus on the scene, they can get flare-ups of their lung condition and get short of breath, increased cough, increased wheezing, and some of them end up in hospital, which nobody wants to be in hospital, especially these days. So it's important for people who think they may have COPD to, you know, have a test, a breathing test, to see if they do have that condition, and to avoid viruses. We're all trying to avoid the virus at the moment, but it's important for people with chronic lung disease to avoid any of the respiratory viruses, even the common cold virus. And, of course, we don't have a vaccine to the common cold virus. Important for people to be vaccinated to influenza and just to avoid those viruses as much as they can.
So true. Dr. Hancock, I've got a little six-year-old and my dad also has asthma, but the other day she said, oh, Mummy, my chest feels tight. And immediately as a mum, you know, your alarm bells go off. You think, what are the symptoms I should be looking for? So when it comes to the most serious things, what are these symptoms?
Okay, for asthma, they usually are, you know, wheezing and shortness of breath. It can be cough, but cough alone doesn't make a diagnosis of asthma. But certainly wheezing and shortness of breath together could be signs of asthma. Always really hard in little ones to make a diagnosis of asthma, because in older children and in adults, we can do a breathing test called spirometry, which is where we've had to not do spirometry over these last few months because of the risk of coronavirus in the community, but we now have permission to do spirometry as long as, you know, doctors are wearing or the nurses doing it are wearing all the full protective gear, which makes it a little bit scary for little kids having
having that done.
But, you know, having a doctor assess your little one, you know, listen to the chest, seeing if there's any wheezing there. But, you know, of course, at the moment in the environment that we live in and, you know, people are a little bit paranoid about doctors are a bit paranoid about seeing anybody with any increased respiratory symptoms, but it is important for people to still be seeing doctors or at least having a phone consultation if they've got any respiratory symptoms. We don't want people in the community staying away from doctors and getting the assessments that they need to have. Like in older people, if there's any change in their symptoms, to at least have a phone consultation with your doctor and try and see a doctor face-to-face if possible.
Kerry, we've learnt over the last few years the link between allergic rhinitis and asthma to the point where there's almost a phrase now called the United Airway. How important is the control of hay fever or allergic rhinitis and its ability to just help us bring asthma under better control?
Absolutely important. We know that there's the United Airway, that what happens in the upper airway, which is, you know, the nose and the throat, really does influence what's going on down in the lower airway, in the lungs. So people who do have hay fever or allergic rhinitis, the medical term for it, to control their allergic rhinitis helps control their asthma. It's almost like the two airways talk to each other. And of course, now, you know, we're going to be coming out of winter in the next couple of months into spring, which in most parts of Australia, certainly in the southern states, like where I live and where you live, you know, we get exposed to the pollens and the grasses and the hay fever flares up. We remember the thunderstorm asthma event in Melbourne a few years ago in November. So certainly, and that's due to ryegrass. So our recommendation is that people who do have allergic rhinitis or hay fever, and especially those who are allergic to ryegrass, to be controlling their hay fever, controlling their symptoms, you know, their runny nose, their drippy noses, their, you know, itchy eyes, with appropriate therapy, which, you know, they can speak to the pharmacist about appropriate therapy, speak to their doctor, but a lot of these therapies are available over the counter at the pharmacy. And also, if they do have asthma, to have to go on to medication for that to control it, especially through that very high-risk time of September through to about, you know, January, February, depending on, you know, what area you live in, what part of Australia one lives in.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kerry Hancock, GP, and Chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network. I feel like I needed to use all my respiration to even say that, Kerry. You have a fantastic Sunday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, the message there is to not be complacent and always be aware of what's happening with your breathing and respiration and seek help and be diagnosed as well.
Certainly is.
Should you be concerned. Well, we welcome your calls, 131-873, if you're needing a little boost for your health today. And Jim from Lurnia has given us a call. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, team. Look, to give you a bit of a background of me, I'm 84 years of age. Had a triple bypass in 1991. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with COPD with a touch of asthma.
And that's been controlled now, Jim?
Well, the specialist put me on Spiriva-Respimat, which I take.
Good.
I also take for my medications 80 mg of Mycardis, 75 of Plavix, a half of a 50 microgram tablet for Minax, Minax, and I take Oroxin for
Jim, as far as your COPD is concerned, it's the Spiriva is quite specific for that. So, but as we've just spoken with Kerry, The important thing to do is to recognise that your symptoms can get out of control when weather changes. So always be aware of that. Make sure, again, as Kerry said, that if you get some symptoms of hay fever, that you treat those appropriately with some isotonic saline without a preservative, and you just make sure that you stay lung-wise as healthy as you can, because that's the secret. Once you're settled, and never go off the Spiriva.
And there are some food things that do trigger it. Remember, histamine is in a lot of things, a lot of chocolate, you know, caffeine, a lot of processed foods. And what that does is that actually has narrowing effect on the bronchial tube, so it can increase your difficulty. So remove some of those nasties out. And vitamin C, wow, I mean, it's the nutrient that can do so much, but that actually has an effect of supporting just minor respiratory infections as well.
Thank you so much, Jim, for your call. Next on the House of Wellness, a simple step you can take this July to care for your health. Stay with us.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nutrilife Coriolic Aged Garlic is no ordinary garlic. Its unique formulation is designed to support cardiovascular system health, maintain the health of your blood vessels, and support a healthy immune system. Coriolic Aged Garlic Extract, brought to you by Nutrilife, is available for $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half-price Synovus and Nature's Own vitamins. Exclusions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Do give us a call, 131 873, with your questions to support your health. Also, maybe give us a call if you are taking part in Dry July. Which, if you're not aware what Dry July is, it's a fundraiser that encourages you to go alcohol-free in July to raise funds for people affected by cancer. So it's a fantastic opportunity to make a difference to cancer patients and their families, because the funds that you raise provide invaluable services to them, but also, of course, having a month off alcohol, which provides great health benefits such as sleeping better, having more energy. You certainly do better without the hangovers on a Sunday morning.
I'm smiling at you, Joe, because you've got that little halo over your head there. That I think you and I would agree, though, that we might be setting ourselves up for failure.
Well, so. I do enjoy having a glass of wine during the week, but I'm also aware that it's very important periodically to be honest with yourself about how much alcohol you are drinking, because it can creep up, and we do know during lockdown people were drinking much, much more. So Dry July is a really good opportunity, I think, to just have a think about, okay, what am I doing, and is it am I at my peak performance when I'm drinking this much, I guess?
For someone who's having a birthday very soon, Jo.
It is my birthday tomorrow, and happy we'll birthday. Say Woo-hoo! I have a glass of wine today.
Happy birthday. Now, I throw this into the mix that at your age, Jo, which is quite young. Quite
Yay.
Young.
That's always nice to start with that one.
That was with the greatest respect, Jo. The Journal of the American Medical Association, and I'm always attracted to this sort of research, says that having a glass of wine regularly helps your cognitive function.
Really?
So debatable.
It is very debatable.
This is university research, Joey. Zoe, I can only quote from, it took me a while to find it, 20,000 participants. So there's a few. Yes. Obviously, we three weren't included. But that's the evidence. But so if you don't mind being a little absent-minded for the month, then...
But there are ways that you can assist yourself in, and I will say breaking the habit in as much as even just having a glass of wine at dinner, we become habitual about that.
Yeah, look, I think, and there's so many amazing support networks out there. There are some incredible podcasts. I did 11 weeks off alcohol at the beginning of the year, and it really was quite life-changing. And I don't want to sort of spruik the halo, because I love wine, I love food, I love that combination of it together, but it really actually helped me to re-evaluate where alcohol was actually serving me and where it wasn't. And I think for all particularly parents out there, we've slowly slipped this wine into our afternoon, evening routine because it's our de-stress. And what we now know is that the effect alcohol has on that has a massive effect. Particularly, we know dehydration is one cause of it, but it increases the stomach lining, the mucus lining or the mucus membrane of our gut. And what that does is that increases inflammation. So we're highly prone then to allergies, but also what it does, it decreases the absorption of nutrients. Mm. So if you are trying to reduce, a really good way to support your body is to kind of really pump up your good nutrients. So all the things like your good fats, they're wonderful anti-inflammatories. They line the gut. They help also with the brain support. I hate to debunk.
Look, I'm only quoting from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Okay,
so perhaps we could replace that half glass of wine with half a glass of extra virgin olive oil.
Oh. I think that's taking it a little bit too far. But look, I mean, there are some amazing brands out there that are alcohol-free brands. Seedlip. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do anything with them, but there's some great products out there that taste like alcohol that you can kind of put in that psychological replacement, make yourself something, because a lot of the time it's not necessarily the alcohol that's relaxing us. It's the space and the time
that's
that we
have. And the sense of celebration
relax.
That comes from it, I think.
Yeah.
And there absolutely needs to be moments in your life where you do pause and you do give yourself the
Take
moment to celebrate with your friends or whatever, but it doesn't need to include alcohol. I know a mocktail is a lovely good option, Zoe, and you have a great...
Yeah, I've got a great mocktail on my Instagram, Zoe Bingley Pullen. So it's a beautiful wine. It's got lots of mint and fresh lime. It's effervescent and feels good.
So if you are doing dry July, or they're even doing dry-ish July, so you can choose to do 21 or 14 days dry as well, if you like. But also I want HelloSundayMorning.org is a fantastic website.
Great.
That gives great resources. And I have an app called Daybreak that can really help you manage your drinking. So all the best with however you choose to do July, but it is a really great opportunity to assess your relationship with alcohol. Now, we do love hearing from you on 131873, and Wayne has given us a call. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, team. Look, my doctor put me on iron tablets.
Yes.
And the type he gave me was Multifer, which I cannot buy.
Yes.
But they sold me another product over the counter. Mm-hmm. Which I won't name the product. Mm-hmm.
And did you have a problem with that next brand, Wayne? Did it cause you tummy issues or what happened?
No, it caused me itching all over.
Okay.
So I did read in the, when I took it back in the other day about something, another problem. She said, no, there's not enough iron in those.
No. The secret to all of this, Wayne, is a very fine balance. You've got to get something high enough in iron, but something that's also well absorbed, because iron is notorious for upsetting your tummy. Mm. And you need to say to your pharmacist, go right to the top, I want a low constipation risk iron. There are a number of them in both tablet, capsule and liquid form, and you've just got to get the right one, because grabbing one off the shelf can send you pear-shaped. But iron-rich foods, Zoe... There's lots of different things, and
absolutely.
Sometimes we don't understand how easy it is to get iron.
And eating food in combination with vitamin C and iron, so a little bit of meat and some capsicum, do some roasted capsicum. That vitamin C helps absorb the iron. It's great on the tummy, but liver, nuts and seeds have a little bit of all those necessary minerals in there, but it's the food combining that ticks all the boxes.
Mm. All the best with that, Wayne. We'll have more of your calls. Plus, if you're someone you know is asthmatic, we have great advice on how best to use your inhaler. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price Synovus and Nature's Own vitamins. Exclusions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. As always, we love it when you give us a call on 131 873. And Judy from East Ryde has done exactly that. Good morning, Judy.
Oh, hi there.
We've just been speaking about alcohol and a safe level of drinking, because we are in dry July for some people. What are your thoughts?
No, just one thing you made me think of. Many years ago, I had to go into hospital and get 5 pints of blood. And when I left, they suggested I have a glass of red wine every night with my dinner, that red wine was good for my blood.
Mm.
So do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
So whenever I go out to dinner with friends,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and they say, would you like some wine? And
yes.
I say, and of course most of them say white wine,
yes.
and I said, I'll have a glass of red.
Good on you. And Judy, years ago, and this is well before any of our time, but in hospital when you had a baby, you were encouraged to drink stout to actually build yourself up.
Well, that was the iron in stout, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, very interesting. Mm. Well, we continue to discuss this issue of alcohol intake.
When it does come to red wine, there is resveratrol. It's a massive antioxidant, but the is it kind of gets negated by the ethanol.
Yes.
So this is the issue, because ethanol has a detrimental effect on neurochemicals.
There is
so.
A song, though, Zoe, called You Can't Have One Without the Other.
I love your pragmatic approach to this. I know I'm not going to win this.
That's
argument.
All right. No, the conversation will continue. But in the meantime, asthma is a medical condition that affects our airways. And asthmatics can find it difficult to breathe because the airways in their lungs become narrower. They describe it as feeling like trying to breathe through a thin straw. It's estimated 300 million people have asthma worldwide. In Australia, it's around 1 in 9 people, or about 2.5 million people have asthma. Mm. So most asthmatics use inhalers or puffers to help ease the symptoms, but according to experts, a puffer used with a spacer is better than just using a puffer by itself, as more medication gets to the lungs where it's needed. So to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Scott Courtney, Chief Scientific Officer for Medical Developments International. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're very well. Can you describe for us what is actually a spacer?
So, look, a spacer is essentially a handheld portable medical device which is designed to make it easier and more effective for asthmatics to use their medication from a puffer.
It's quite an interesting thing, because my daughter had a little bit of asthma at one stage. We gave her a spacer, but can you just explain to everybody the steps? Because it's quite a cumbersome process, but once you know how to do it, it's really easy.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, the puffer is inserted into the back of the spacer, and then the puffer is actuated, and that releases the asthma drug in a puff or a cloud of dispersed particles, I guess. And the spacer will slow down the speed of the medication being injected from the puffer, and it temporarily gets held inside the spacer itself. And then when the patient inhales, it then goes into their lungs and is transferred in a very controlled manner.
Scott, well before your time, spacers came on the market. They were big, cumbersome, heavy things that were quite frightening. What Breathatech has done is just bring that back to a handy, patient-friendly spacer, which is easy to transport, easy to use, not threatening, but more especially, bearing in mind how many people do not use their puffers appropriately, we should be encouraging the purchase of a Breathatech almost with every puffer, because the stats are clear. We're not making this stuff up, that a lot of people, more than half probably, don't get the benefits of their preventer or reliever because they're not using it properly.
No, that's absolutely right. And look, I'm an asthmatic, and I've got two children in my family who are asthmatics as well. And look, I've been as guilty as everybody to do exactly that. So, you know, it's quite convenient to have the puffer in your pocket and pick it up and, you know, use it without the spacer. But you're absolutely right. So the evidence is there. And it's certainly recommended that anyone who uses a puffer, particularly the young and the elderly, they should also use a spacer. Mm-hmm. And this helps optimise the delivery of the medication to their lungs.
Good.
And Dr. Courtney, I know the puffer and the spacer work so well, but is there any additional things that we should be talking to people about? Diet, lifestyle choices?
Well, that's probably not for me to say. That's for your healthcare to be able to provide all that. But, you know, look, from my personal experience, certainly things like maintaining a healthy exercise routine is always helping. Swimming, running, so things like that. It's quite interesting, though, because what we do find is a lot of people do have triggers, and, you know, some of those triggers can be exercise. And certainly that was something for my children. They'd often have their puffer and their spacer at school,
yes.
and have a puff before they actually go in to do any sort of physical exercise. Mm.
Scott, you mentioned the young and the older, and I particularly want to emphasise the importance in that older person. We assume that using an inhaled steroid or a Ventolin, for that matter, is simple. Coordination is very important. A lot of people can't coordinate. Here is the solution. It could save your life.
Absolutely. So, you know, the technology in the breath of tech, and you'll see this in some other spaces as well, that we do have a valve that's included near the mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. And certainly that provides that level of control. So when the person is uncoordinated, whether it is an elderly person or a child, and you're administering it to your child, mm-hmm. The drug that gets released from the puffer, and it's important to know that it comes out at a vast rate of knots. So mm-hmm. it's very, very fast. And it's been shown in all clinical studies that a lot of the drug will actually end up being deposited on the back of the patient's throat. Mm. So the spacer will actually allow it to slow down. So it slows it down, holds it in the chamber, and that valve is very important as it keeps the drug inside the chamber until the patient is ready to inhale and sure. then delivers it into their lungs.
Well done.
Thank you so much, Dr. Scott Courtney, Chief Scientific Officer for Medical Developments International Breath Attack. It's really great advice, and we really appreciate your time this morning, Scott.
Most welcome. Have a great morning.
And, yeah, do take the time to make sure that you learn how to use this apparatus, because it absolutely, as you say, Gerald.
We take it for granted.
It is life-saving.
A bit like podcasts. So, you know, we just take it for granted.
I'm going to get to podcasts later. Thank you, Gerald, for bringing that up. With an apology, by the way. But we are taking your calls 131873. And we have been speaking about Dry July this morning and limiting, perhaps even removing alcohol from your lifestyle. Andy from St Kilda has given us a call. Hi there, Andy.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to share my story about my relationship with alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm a 40-year-old tradie. I'm partial to a cold beer or a glass of wine after work every day. I ran my own business, so that was more of a stress reliever
sure.
kind of mm-hmm. thing. But I never abused it. It was only two or three beers, and I capped it at that. Mm-hmm. So this time last year, about May, I had a mental health breakdown, which mm-hmm. led to the collapse of my business and the end of my marriage.
Mm. Oh, terrible.
It was quite a confronting thing to go through. I spent a month in hospital. Mm. So I thought, well, here's my chance. I've got a month. I'm locked up. I'm getting myself right. So I did everything I could to, set myself up for the future. So alcohol, yep. obviously, can't drink alcohol in there for a month. Yeah. So I decided when I come out, I thought this is it. I don't miss it now.
Very brave call, Andy.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, you actually took control of the situation. There's three amazing apps out there that you can download on Audible. Alan Carr, Easy Way, Quit Like a Woman, and The Naked Mind. I've listened to those podcasts over and over again, and it's just when you're feeling a little bit, you know, all over the place, you just put the podcast on. It gives you some brilliant steps and tips and helpful things that can help sort of ease the pain where you would normally, you know, reach for a glass of wine or whatever it may be.
And, Andy, you tell us that taking alcohol out of your lifestyle was the best thing ever for you.
Yes. Well, funnily enough, the first thing I did was calculated how much money I've saved, and I would have saved between $7,000 and $10,000 over the last 12 months.
Amazing.
Plus, you know, it's Sunday morning. I haven't got a hangover. I'm walking around Albert Park. It's absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Whereas, you know, in the past, I'd be laying in bed till 11 or 12 o'clock and, you know, and then I'd feel grumpy for the rest of the day. Then work's on again tomorrow. At least now I feel like I've had a good break from the week. Mm. I'm ready for the week ahead. And I'm saving lots of money. I can do other things with that money.
Oh, I just love hearing all of that part of your story, Andy. And thank you so much for sharing it. To go from such very, very dark times to now feeling like you're really embracing life. Mm. That's just beautiful. Thanks so much, Andy. We'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with Austerlen Kids Vitamin D3 Liquid. And also, Gerald, yes, an apology from me. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nutrilife Coiolic Aged Garlic is no ordinary garlic. Its unique formulation is designed to support cardiovascular system health, maintain the health of your blood vessels, and support a healthy immune system. Coiolic Aged Garlic extract brought to you by Nutrilife is available for $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half-price Synovus and Nature's Own vitamins. Exclusions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do remember you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au if you want more information for your health today. And also there's that very, very handy little Ask Gerald tab.
It's a busy little spot.
Yes, so you can always send your questions to Gerald that way and you will receive an answer from him. It is time for A to Z of Vitamins. Today we're talking Australian Kids Vitamin D3 Liquid. Now, Gerald, I know that we can have a vitamin D deficiency and not really even know it. How would we know? What are the signs that we might be vitamin D deficient?
We've spoken on about D a bit, Joe, and we've talked mainly on bone health and teeth health and muscular function. At this time of the year, the most important role of vitamin D3 is immune resistance. This is the time of the year we've just had Dr. Kerry on about respiratory health. This is the time of the year when it is so easy to pick up some sort of bug. D3 is fundamental in an immune response. Unless you've had a blood test, you don't know. But it appears that most Australians are vitamin D insufficient, low levels at any time. And kids particularly, we smother them in sunscreen when we're able to go outside. So many kids now, at this time of the year, never see the sun, even at school. And who knows what will happen with school over the next few months, particularly in Victoria. So D3 is a way of supporting healthy immune function. And bear in mind that D3 is a very safe vitamin. It's very safe. Many things can be overdone, overused. D3, no. With regular small doses in a developing child particularly, it's worthwhile.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Australin, Australia's number one bone health brand. Now, this doesn't happen often, Gerald, but I am going to issue an apology to you.
Now, all I did was represent those last week who wanted to know more about a podcast.
That's exactly
so
right.
So I'm now, all ears. I'm listening.
In actual fact, though, you've just mentioned a few podcasts this morning that have been really life-changing for you. And this came up last week because the House of Wellness has launched its own podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness. Fantastic for you if you're interested in mindfulness or steps you can take to help with your mental health. And Gerald, you suggested that some people might not know what a podcast is. And I know many people of all different ages who listen to podcasts. So I did dismiss that. And I apologise to you.
Fobbed off, actually. Just thrown out on the rubbish tip.
I apologise.
I've lived in it all week.
I acknowledge not everyone does. So a podcast is a fantastic opportunity to link in with your special interest. It is an audio program that you can download, kind of like radio, except you get it in a series, lots of different episodes, and it's right. You can download it from the internet, and I'll tell you the different places you can go.
Please.
Well, for instance, for Best of You in the House of Wellness, you can go to the website podcastoneaustralia.com.au and it's do there. A search for Best of You in the House of Wellness.
And it's very simple. But what's that
the website?
Again? Yes.
podcastoneaustralia.com.au.
All one word.
Yes. But Apple... Mm-hmm. Podcast.
Before podcast number one.
No, one, O-N-E.
Okay,
podcast
good.
One,
no,
Australia.
Just making it because, you know, I'm getting emails saying, where do we go, Joe?
I like the clarity. It's important. Yes. Mm-hmm. Podcast1australia.com.au to get Best of You in the House of Wellness. Or there's Apple Podcasts, which you can go to, or Spotify if you have that app.
Yes.
But probably the easiest thing is if you just Google the podcast name, it will show you how to link to it.
Yes, good.
Absolutely.
So Joe Stanley, exciting. Podcast one. Okay.
Yes. Also, check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7. Gerald's back on our telly. He's giving us some fantastic answers to some important health questions. And also, Heinze is going to be talking about histamine intolerance, which I know touched on the show here. Thank you, Zoe, so much again.
See you, Zoe. Lovely to chat with you guys. Thank you, everyone. Have a great Sunday and happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much. Gerald, always a pleasure as well.
Cheers, Joe.
Make sure you go to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse and we'll see you all next week.